first, only gays and IV drug users were being killed by AIDS.
In the late 80s, the message on HIV was shocking. The controversial Grim Reaper ad shoved the issue into our faces in an attempt to stop the spread of the disease.
But now we know every one of us could be devastated by it.
While the message today has changed slightly, the facts are just as confronting.
In the last 10 years, cases in Queensland have doubled. It's time we did something about it.
I'll get myself tested regularly.
It was those figures that sparked the Queensland government into action. In July last year, the Health Minister established a committee to advise him on HIV prevention and awareness. The committee noted that early detection was essential in helping treat the disease and reducing the transmission in the state. But they found not enough people were getting tested. In an effort to boost testing rates, the government has begun rolling out free rapid HIV tests to health clinics around the state. Results with the old test used to take as long as 7 days in remote cities like Mount Isa, but the rapid test reduced that wait time to just 20 minutes. Dr. Arun Menon is the clinical director at the Mount Isa Sexual Health Clinic. He says reducing the wait time in Mount Isa is important to see testing numbers increase in an often transient population. He says it'll give them a better understanding of just how many people actually have the disease in the city.
Well, we simply don't know. Just recently, we've diagnosed HIV in a relatively young woman, and that gives us cause for concern because the type of HIV she has is similar to two other cases here in Mount Isa. So clearly there is someone who hasn't been diagnosed with the infection around. So it's important for people to get themselves tested.
Dr. Menon says the lack of testing throughout Queensland is just as bad. He says of the estimated 5,000 people who are living with HIV/AIDS, only about 3,800 actually know their status.
And most of the transmission that occurs in people who are not fully suppressed or who don't know their HIV status. So the idea behind the rapid testing is to try and get as many people tested as quickly as possible so that you can channel them into the appropriate care.
Dr. Menon says the rapid testing is not just quick but relatively pain-free. And to prove it, I decided to give it a go.
Can I get you to wash your hands?
Yes.
Come and have a seat. So we're just going to clean your finger first, the tip of your finger, with an alcohol swab. And now we're just going to prick your finger with a lancet. So that may hurt a little bit, but it should be over with quickly. Here goes. Now we need to squeeze the finger a little bit to get some blood into this tiny little pipette. And we need about 50 microliters of blood, which is a couple of drops. We're now going to put a drop onto the testing strip and wait a minute. And that's important because that's part of the process of the testing itself. At 1 minute, we'll add a drop of the buffer, and then you have to wait between 20 and 30 minutes for the result. Most times you can read the result within about 20 minutes.
While we wait, Dr. Menon explains how attitudes towards the disease has changed.
I think it's still a difficult disease for a lot of people. What we have to emphasize is that it's relatively straightforward now to manage HIV. There's no need to be afraid of it anymore. People live to their normal life expectancy, and they can do practically anything. They can have children, you know. The only thing they can't do is possibly donate tissues and blood. But on the whole, most people with HIV live normal lives. You know, my oldest patient is now 83, and he's doing extremely well. His problems are not related to HIV, but they're related to his age.
And it's not just attitudes that are changing. The rapid tests not only reduce the wait time to 20 minutes, but are allowing people to leave the clinic the moment the blood has left their finger.
Some of our patients in Townsville have just come in and have just wanted the test. They don't want anything else. So what we say to them is that we can do the test and we can text you the result. But bear in mind that if it's positive, you know, we'll need to get you back in to talk through some of the issues.
So they can come in, do the test, leave straight away and get a text message.
If they don't want any of our other services.
Would you recommend that as a way of informing them if they're positive or negative?
I can't see a problem with it. I mean, if a patient just wants to have the test and doesn't want to have anything else, well, I can't see a problem with that.
My 20-minute wait is over, but I've chosen to remain in the clinic to see the results.
The number of lines on the strip will tell us whether or not you're reactive. But this is clearly negative, so you're non-reactive. Look, this is what the strips look like, essentially.
It's a little bit more complicated than a pregnancy test, then.
Well, it's not really. I mean, it's not really that much more complicated. But, I mean, you can see that you can have lines in the different windows, and that's what allows you to interpret the test as a non-reactive test or as a reactive test. You clearly have a non-reactive test, which is a line there and a line there.
Mm-hmm. While it's good news for me, for those with a positive result, the next step is taking more blood to send off for confirmation. Dr. Menon says there's no need to confirm a negative result.
It's a very good test. It's as good as the venous sample.
While we may be sceptical of a 20-minute HIV test, Dr. Menon says rapid tests are nothing new. He says we're years behind our Asian neighbours.
Rapid tests are the rage the world over. In PNG, where I work, we've had rapid tests for at least 5 or 6 years. And we have rapid tests for syphilis, we have rapid tests for HIV. So it allows us the capacity to make the diagnosis much earlier.
Which he says is key in eventually reducing HIV rates in Queensland.
HIV is no longer a death sentence. Most people who have HIV with good management can live almost to their normal life expectancy. But we need to diagnose people early. The problem has been in Queensland is that we're diagnosing people late. So you're diagnosing them when their immune systems are completely shot, and that's not a good time.